Most of all, they share the belief, what I call the totalitarian temptation, that with the right amount of tinkering, we can realize the utopian dream of creating a better world. But as with everything in history, time and place matter, and the differences between various fascisms can be profound. Nazism was the product of German culture, grown out of a German context. The Holocaust could not have occurred in Italy because Italians are not Germans. And in America, where hostility to big government is central to the national character, the case for statism must be made in terms of pragmatism and decency. In other words, our fascism must be nice for your own good. American progressivism, from which today's liberalism descended, was a kind of Christian fascism. Many called it Christian socialism. This is a difficult concept for modern liberals to grasp because they're used to thinking of the progressives as the people who cleaned up the food supply, pushed through the 8-hour workday, and ended child labor. But liberals often forget that the progressives were also imperialists, at home and abroad. They were the authors of Prohibition, the Palmer Raids, eugenics, loyalty oaths, and, in its modern incarnation, what many call state capitalism. Many liberals also miss the religious dimension of progressivism because they tend to view religion and progressive politics as diametrically opposed to each other. Thus, while liberals who remember the civil rights movement acknowledge that the church has played a role, they don't see it on a continuum with other religiously inspired progressive crusades like abolition and temperance. Today's liberal fascism eschews talk of Christianity, for the most part, except to roll back its influence wherever it can. Although a right-wing version, often called compassionate conservatism, has made inroads in the Republican Party. But while the God talk may have fallen by the wayside, the religious crusader spirit that powered progressivism remains as strong as ever. Rather than talk in explicitly religious terms, however, today's liberals use a secularized vocabulary of hope and construct explicitly spiritual philosophies like Hillary Clinton's politics of meaning. Similarly, the nasty racism that infused the progressive eugenics of Margaret Sanger and others has largely melted away. But liberal fascists are still racist in their own nice way, believing in the inherent numinousness of blacks and the permanence of white sin, and therefore the eternal justification of white guilt. While I would argue that this is bad and undesirable, I would not dream of saying that today's liberals are genocidal or vicious in their racial attitudes the way Nazis were.